Welcome to the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment, a personal guide to achieving your financial goals. In each episode, certified financial planner Dominique Henderson reveals insights to the underlying truths of how to be truly financially content by learning to put your money where your heart is. Dominique is the owner and founder of DJH Capital Management, LLC, a fee-only registered investment advisory firm offering comprehensive financial planning and wealth management services to entrepreneurs. You can learn more about Dominique and his firm by visiting their website, www.djh-capital.com, or on social media by the hashtag Financial Literacy Bootcamp. Now here's the maven himself, Dominique Henderson.
Welcome to the Maven's Keys to Financial Contentment, everybody. Happy to be here today. I'm your host, Dominique Henderson. Little under the weather. I think I caught a bug while doing some laps in the pool or something. But we're going to go ahead and eke it on out today. And hopefully this will be airing on the 29th of September. This will be airing on the 26th of September. And then we'll have the Financial Literacy Bootcamp on the 29th. And then hopefully I will have everything I need together to bring to you our new podcast, which is going to be called Experiencing Financial Contentment. And so we got a nice rebrand for it. So look out for that. Hopefully that's the first week of October, no later than the second week of October. So for all of you faithful listeners, which I really appreciate, you'll see a little bit of change, and we'll move the format to just Fridays, basically replacing the time slot or the space, rather for Financial Literacy Bootcamp. And the Maven's Keys, the behavioral economics and the behavioral finance stuff that we talk about, we'll interweave that into the new podcast, because obviously our themes will be financial literacy and economic empowerment and personal development. And so got some nice things planned for that podcast, and it's really in alignment with the things that we're doing with the ebook and also developing the e-course. So there'll be a video kind of, letting you know it's going to be in store for the e-course and working through the content on that. So a lot of things in store. Also have a free resource that I just created, 4 Pit Stops to Financial Success. You can definitely get a copy of that. You go to the website, djhendersonsr.com. Or if you go to the weather in my mind state are not making, being under the weather in my mind state are not working together right now. I'm having a brain fart. www.djh-capital.com is where you can get the resource for Pit Stops to Your Financial Success. So hopefully all that's helpful. Want to get you guys on track. If you feel like you're not there or want to remove any uncertainty around what you want to do financially, your outcome, those are resources for you. So what we're going to be talking about today is creating margin for the life you want. This is going to be part one, and I've never done this before, but part one would be today, and I'll start unpacking what I want to talk about a little bit today. And really, part two will be on Friday. So I hardly ever combine the two shows like this. I've been doing it for the last couple of weeks just to kind of try to see what it's going to be like with the new podcast and Experiencing Financial Contentment. So thank you for being my guinea pigs. Okay, so not so long ago, I had an appointment with a client in my financial services practice. And we kind of mutually agreed that our objective in working together was to create enough margin for the life that they wanted, right? You know, so margin, if you just kind of think about that that phrase, creating margin, what that looks like in different aspects of your life where you can have margin, or if you don't have margin, what that looks like. You know, you're kind of tight, you're squeezed, stressed out possibly. And so ultimately, I thought that was a beautiful way to kind of articulate how I view financial planning and how I interact with clients. And I guess in a world of seemingly limitless or endless choices, where we have to allocate our, you know, our limited resources of time and money across all those choices. So I kind of sum that up into one phrase, and then we're going to unpack these two questions and we'll bring it in for a landing today. But I guess I like to think of, you know, if we focus on our why or our rationale or our reasoning as to why we're trying to get somewhere, specifically with a financial goal, that helps us focus on the things that matter. So, right, if I was to sum it up in one sentence, I would say financial planning is, in essence, a system to allocate limited resources across unlimited choices, right? And so when you think about what that system looks like, I think you have to first start with why you would even want to implement something like that, right? Why not just, you know, live in excess? Why not just live for today? What is the point in delayed gratification? I mean, those are all good arguments, not to say they're the correct ones. It's just to say that there is an alternative to putting a system in place. And so when we're talking about creating margin for the life you want, really, I like to center this around two questions, and I'm going to share these two questions that I basically talk to every client or prospective client of the firm about when we're meeting. And it basically kind of sums up the whole process of I guess what I'm all about and what I live for and the things that are important to me in life and how I kind of keep structure with what I'm trying to do in life. So the first is, if all needs were met, financial and otherwise, if you didn't have to worry about necessarily what was going to support your lifestyle, what would you be doing in life, right? So all needs met, financial and otherwise, what would you be doing in life? That's question number one. And then I follow that up with another question, which is similar in nature, but it just comes at a different angle. And it is, if you were to take your last breath today, what wouldn't people be able to say about you because you didn't get a chance to do or be whatever? So these two questions to me really get at the whole point of why. Why am I here? What is my purpose? What is my mission? And what I'm going to unpack over the next couple of minutes as we wind this up and on Friday's broadcast of the Financial Literacy Bootcamp is that more than money, more than resources, more than probably even time, arguably time, definitely, someone's why is probably the biggest motivation to help them close the gap between where they are now and where they want to go. And I will also add to that, that if you do not tackle those two questions I gave you and find out your why, it can also be, I would also say the indecision or the inability to unpack that could lead you to an outcome or alternative that you're not going to be happy with. And so I just want to kind of let those sit out there in your mind. And if you listen to the show on both Tuesday and Friday, hopefully Wednesday and Thursday, you'll have some time to kind of think about those two questions, because often we get consumed, I guess is a good word, with what we're doing on the day to day, the routine, for lack of a better term, the proverbial rat race. And we're not rats, you know, we're not. We're higher level thinking, goal striving beings. And at the end of the day, you've got to unpack why you're here and what your purpose is. And it's going to start connecting the dots for you so much easier. And it becomes so much simpler and less complex, to be quite honest, when it comes to what you're going to put your money, what you're going to use your money to support. What type of lifestyle is that going to create for you both now and in the future? And it's going to govern the decisions you make around your money. It will definitely form your money mindset. And so I always like to begin there. And that's not to say that it's not a lot of work to get there. Sometimes experiences in our lives cause us to have a blockage with unpacking that, and that's okay. That's what good coaching is for. And so hopefully that's helpful. I wanted to give you those two questions. Let me say them one more time so you don't have to rewind. But if all your needs were met, financially and otherwise, what would you be doing with your life? And that may be a vocation. Sometimes a lot of people go that way. Sometimes it may be, you know, just a state of being in your life, a mental attitude or emotional state. That can also suffice for that answer. And then if you were to take your last breath today, what wouldn't people be able to say? If you were to take your last breath today, what wouldn't people be able to say about you? What would be missing from your eulogy because you never got to do or be that thing? Okay, so those are some things to think about. And what we're going to do on Friday's episode of the Financial Literacy Bootcamp, we're going to delve a little bit deeper into that. And also what we're going to do is start talking about my own personal story on how I found those things and some of the things they unpacked. And also share with you a very hopefully helpful illustration on what that may look like in your life when you're trying to find your why and it gets you to where you want to go. All right. So hopefully that's helpful. Like I said, we'll talk to you next time. Have a great and prosperous day. Take care.